Today's daf is Bamatia daf Tzadi. We are holding on the bottom of daf Pei Tes Amid Beis. We are at Tanur Rabbanan at the two dots on Pei Tes Amid Beis. Today's shir and yesterday's shir was sponsored in memory of Eliza Bas Avraham Moshe Aleha Shalom, whose yahrzeit was yesterday in the Neshama Shav Aliyah through the zechus of our learning. We're holding a Tanur Rabbanan on the bottom of the page that we're in the middle of discussing the Isra of Lo Sachsum Shor Bedisho, that one is not allowed to muzzle an animal while the animal is threshing. So the Gemara is going to discuss many details relating to Lo Sachsum. First of all, the Isra of Lo Sachsum on things that had a Gemar Malacha, the Isra of Lo Sachsum as it relates to Trumos and Maisos, if the animal is threshing on things that are itself Trumos and Maisos, whether there's an Isra of Lo Sachsum. The Gemara is going to have a stira between two different Brisos, whether Truma and Maiser is subject to Lo Sachsum, and we're going to have various different yeshuvim to that stira. Then toward the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss chasima, the isra of los achsom, when eating would hurt the animal. The animal has a stomachache or something, where eating food is only going to be damaging to the animal. Maybe it should dafka be a mitzvah to muzzle the animal in such a case. Or do we still assume that there's an isser? The Gemara is going to discuss whether there's an issue of amira la'akum when it comes to los achsom. You ask a guy to do it for you, or the Isser of Mira La'akum when it comes to anything outside of Hilchos Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya from Mira La'akum when it comes to the Isser of Sirus, of being Misares an animal. So that's going to lead us into a brief discussion about Sirus and how people used to allow Gayim to take their animals, be Misares the animal, and then return the animal to them, and they had to make a special knas because of this Harama as a way of people trying to get around the Isser of Sirus. And then in the middle of Amvez, Gemara is going to come back to Lo Sachsom and discuss several shilos about indirectly causing the animal not to eat while it's working. Not by muzzling it, but by doing other things that will frighten the animal or in some other way distract the animal and cause the animal not to want to eat while it's doing the threshing. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the Isra Chasima, whether the Isra Chasima is only to muzzle the animal while it's already threshing, or even to muzzle the animal in advance and then thresh with a previously muzzled animal. Very similar, the Gemara is going to compare it to the Isser of drinking in the Beis HaMikdash. Is it an Isser to be drunk in the Beis HaMikdash or to get drunk in the Beis HaMikdash? So Pashtus, the Gemara is going to point out it's an Isser to be drunk in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't drink outside and then come in already intoxicated into the Beis HaMikdash. Or the Isser of Kalayim, of being Choresh, Beshor, V'chamor, Yachtav. You can't connect the Shor v'Chamar and then be Choresh. So that's what the Gemara is going to compare all of this to. So let's begin. Tanur Rabbanan, the bottom line of Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. Tanur Rabbanan, Paros Hamidachsos Bitvua. If you have cows that are trampling on grain, Vadashos Bitruma Meiser, or they are threshing Truma Meiser. Now the key over here, the Paros Hamidachsos Bitvua, Rashi says, Shashorin Saorin Bimayim, that they would soak barley in water, umiyavshinosan betanur, then dry it in an oven, vidashinosan biparos lasir klipasan, and then the paros would trample on it, and that would remove the shell of the item, meaning it's already had a gemar malacha. And vadashos b'chumo meiser, the animal is threshing on that which already had truma meiser taken from it. Eino over mishum baltachsom. That is not a violation of Lo Sachsom Shor Bedisho. If you muzzle the animal while it's being dush on such items, it is not a violation of Lo Sachsom. Rashi points out va'adoshos in the top Rashi disha shibalin b'truma b'meiser gon shigdimo b'shibalin. How could it be that it's already truma b'meiser if it's still shibalin? If it's still the grain is still in the stalk, don't you need to have a gemar melacha for in order to be chayiv in truma b'meiser to begin with? So Rashi explains, yeah, Einachinami, typically one would not be mafresh Trumas and Maestros at that point, but we're talking about Bechiya Yavna, that the person did, that the person jumped the gun a little bit and was mafresh the Trumas and Maestros in advance. So that's what Rashi writes. Says Tosos Tema, Dim Kein, Afilu Hein Chulin Mesukanim, Lo Yavar, Dein Regilus Yos Mesukanim, Kodem Yirach. Meaning the idea is that, as Rashi says, that it's, that since it's not Rugil, since it's not normal, Therefore, it's not normal to give Trumas and Maisos so early. Therefore, it's not an Isser of Lo Sachsam. Tov says, I don't understand. And even if it was actually Chulin Mesukanim, it wasn't Trumas or Maisos. It was just Chulin from which you've already been Mafrish Trumas and Maisos. It should also not be a violation. Because it's not normal to have Chulin Mesukanim before you ever had a Gemar Malacha, before you ever had a Miruach HaKri, before you ever evened out the piles. It's a stage that's highly unusual to reach when the grain is still in its stalk. So v'nira de taim mishum duchsev dishu demashma disho demashma ha-ra'uilo. Says to us, I think there's a different reason why when dealing with Trumas and Maisos there's no Isra of Lo Sachsom. The Torah says Lo Sachsom shor b'disho. B'disho means disho ha-ra'uilo. Something that's ra'ui for him. Trumas and Maisos are not ra'ui for him. Maisos is mamon gavoa and Truma is also for Yisrael. He's not allowed to put it to l'fnei behemto. And even a Kohen is not really supposed to feed Truma to the animals because it's a hefsid Truma. He's supposed to use Truma for its ideal purposes. So Tal says this is not something that could equally apply to Chulin Mesukanim. This is Dafka about Trumas and Maisos because Trumas and Maisos are not Roilo. But if Enochinami, if an animal were to be Dash on Chulin Mesukanim, then absolutely the Yisra of Lo Sachsom would still apply. Lo Sachsom Sharbadisho would still apply. So says Gemara, although there's no Isra of Lasaksum Sharbadisho on grain that is Trumas and Maisros, Avol Mepnei Maris Ha'ayin, but in order to avoid the appearance of wrongdoing, Mevi Bul Me'osa Amin V'tolo B'traskel in Shebapia. We take a fistful of that min that the animal is working with, and we hang it on in the feed bag that's by the animal's mouth, and that way it solves the problem because you're not putting the animal through the suffering of seeing all this food and not eating. No one's going to think you're in violation of Lo Sachsom when you're feeding the animal. Now, wait a second. How is that Mipnei Marasai? I mean, L'chora, that completely solves the issue of Lo Sachsom, meaning there's only an issue of Lo Sachsom if you're starving, if you're not allowing the animal to eat. So the Rishonim point out, yeah, that normally a bull would not be enough. A fistful of food would not be enough to absolve you of the issue of Lo Sachsom. It is enough to take away the Marasai issue when there's no real issue of Lo Sachsom, but normally you would need a lot more food than that. You would need kol tzarcha. You need to put the proper amount of food in its feeding bag in order to not be in violation of Lo Sachsom. Over here, you're just putting a fistful of food in its feeding bag. So that's why it's if there were a real issue of Lo Sachsom, that would not suffice. But since anyway, there's no real issue of Lo Sachsom, it's only Mishra Marisayin, so that suffices to take care of the Marisayin issue. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, maybe Karshinim Vitolala Shakarshinim Yafasa Minakol. That you should put a karshinim, translated as vetch, in the feeding pouch, and that's what you should put there because that is better than everything. So that's a question whether Rabbi Shimon is in disagreement with the Rabbanan or not. The Ritva writes in the name of his Rebbe that even according to the Rabbanan, who say maybe bull may also amin, you could also put karshinim because karshinim are good for the animal. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is not arguing on the Rabbanan. He's explaining the Rabbanan. When we say may also amin, it means that you're not allowed to bring another min, but karshinim you're allowed to bring. However, other Rishonim disagree, and they say that according to the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to bring Karshinim because of the Chashash of Marisayin, that people are going to see that you muzzled it from eating the min that it's working with, and you brought a different min. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is cholik and says that no, you're allowed to bring Karshinim because you are upgrading, you're bringing that which is best for the animal, and therefore that's okay. So it's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not there's a Machlokas Tanayim over here. Frek the Gemara, though, Urim Minhi. We'll ask the following stira. Paros hamarachsos bitvua eino over mishum baltachsom. Our exact case, if you have paros merachsos bitvua, the trampling on the grain, it is not a violation of baltachsom, it's not a violation of losachsom shorbedisho. So far, that's perfect. That's exactly what we said. However, now we go on. Vadoshos bitruma meiser, but if they're threshing truma and meiser, over Mishum Baltachsom, it is a violation of Baltachsom. That is directly against what we said on the top line, where the words were, Eino over Mishum Baltachsom. That when dealing with Truma Meiser, the first Bryce had said it is not a violation of Baltachsom. Now we are saying it is, yes, a violation of Baltachsom. V'nachri Hadash B'Parasu Shal Yisrael, we add another halacha that we didn't mention in the first Bryce. If a guy is threshing with a para that belongs to a Yisrael, Eino over Mishum Bal Tachsom. That is not a violation of Bal Tachsom. Rashi points out the Bailim, the Jewish Bailim of the animal, is not in violation of Bal Tachsom. Eino over my Bailim Sha'amr lo Chasom Parasi V'doshba Tavua Shalcha Ein Aleim Aver Slo Sachsom. However, the Yisrael Adash Parasu Shal Nachri, if a Yisrael is the one that's working with the animal and the animal belongs to a Nachri, over Mishum Bal Tachsom, it is a violation of Bal Tachsom, meaning essentially what we're saying is that the ownership of the animal is not the relevant factor in determining whether one is in violation of Bal Tachsom. It is the Maisa Isser of working with such an animal and causing it to suffer while one is working with the animal. That's the relevant factor. So, but bottom line is Kasha Truma Truma Kasha Maiser Maiser. The first price that we had in the very top of the page said that if the animal is threshing with Truma Maiser, it's no violation of Bal Tachsom. And now we quote a price that says the animal threshing with Truma Maiser, it's yes a violation of Bal Tachsom. How do we reconcile the two prices? So says Gemara, well, Truma is not really an issue. Bishlam Truma Truma Lakasha, it's not a steer by Truma. Kan Bitruma, Kan Bigidule Truma. When we say that you're allowed to muzzle the animal, that's talking about actual Truma. When it comes to Truma, it's not Disho, like Tosas said, it's not Disho, and therefore there's no Isra of Bal Tachsom. But when we said that there still is an Isra of Lasaksom Sharbadisho, that's Gidule Truma. It means, what did you do? You took Truma and you replanted Truma in the ground, and then things grew from that. So on a Doraisa level, it does not have the status of Truma. So of course it's going to be subject to the Isra of Los Achsom. Midrabanan, we're concerned that we treat it like Truma. But that Din Midrabanan is not going to affect the Din Doraisa of Los Achsom Sharbadisho. The Din Doraisa of Los Achsom Sharbadisho absolutely still applies. So that's why the Brisa that says that it's us who's talking about Gidule Truma. That's how we resolve the stira when it comes to Truma. What about Meiser? Ela Meiser and Meiser Kasha. But isn't it still a stira with regard to Meiser? The Chite Meiser and Meiser Nami Lo Kasha. Kan be Meiser, Kan be Gidule Meiser. And lest you want to answer similar to the way we answer by Truma and say, oh, when we're talking about actual Meiser, so then there's no Isra of Lo Sachsom. But when it's Gidule Meiser, there is an Isra of Lo Sachsom. Says the Gemara, there's no Chiddush whatsoever in telling me that Gidule Meiser has an Isser of Lo Sachsom. Gidule Meiser is absolutely regular grain. There's nothing different about it. Gidule Truma, at least you have a Hava Amina, that Gidule Truma in some way is considered like Truma. So I understand why I would need a Brisa to tell me that even though this is Gidule Truma, the Isser of Lo Sachsom still applies. Gidule Meiser, there's no such thing as Gidule Meiser being treated any different than regular Chulin. Bish, lama Gidule Truma Truma. El Gidule Meiser Chulin in who? Gidule Meiser is Chulin. So it's not Gidule Tevel, Gidule Meiser, Shaini, Chulin. It's absolutely Chulin. And if that's the case, I wouldn't need a Brisa to tell me that the Yisrov Lo Sachsom applies. Of course the Yisrov Lo Sachsom applies. So we're still stuck with the question, why is it that one Brisa tells us that there is an Yisrov Lo Sachsom when it comes to Gidule, when it comes to Meiser, and the other Brisa says there's no Yisrov Lo Sachsom when it comes to Meiser. So says Marel Lo Kasha, Haba Meiser Rishon, Haba Meiser Shaini. The difference is Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Meiser Rishon, you have an Isser of Lo Sachsom. Meiser Sheni, there's no Isser of Lo Sachsom. Why would that be the case? Because Meiser Rishon, although there is a mitzvah to give Meiser Rishon to a Levi, there's no Isser for a Zar to eat Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon could be eaten by anybody. It could be eaten by a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, anybody. So it is called Disho when it comes to Meiser Rishon. So of course the Isser is still going to apply when dealing with Meiser Rishon. But when dealing with Meiser Sheni doesn't belong to you. Meiser Sheni has to dafka be brought to Yerushalayim. It's considered a Momen Gavoa. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore it's not called Disho, and that's why there would be no violation of Lo Sachsom Shor B'Disho when dealing with Meiser Sheni. V'Yibayaseima, or another possible resolution, Hava Hava Meiser Sheni. Maybe both prices are talking about Meiser Sheni. V'Lo Kasha, HaRabbi Meir, HaRabbi Yehuda, and it's a stira, and it's, the two brises reflect the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about what the halacha of Maaser Sheni is. HaRabbi Meir Damer Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavahu, HaRabbi Yehuda Damer Maaser Sheni Mamun Hedyotu. Everyone agrees l'maisa what you have to do with Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, you have to take to Yerushalayim and eat it only in Yerushalayim. You're allowed to eat it, but you're limited to only Yerushalayim. But it's a machlokes tanaim, what the mechanism through which that halacha works is. According to Rav Meir, it's Mamun Gavoa. It belongs to the Ribbono Shalom, and that's why you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, because it's not yours. But Hashem is kind enough that when we go to Yerushalayim, that He allows us to eat some of His food. He allows us to have the Maaser Sheni. Whereas Rav Yehuda understands, no, it belongs to us, but there's an Isser that you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But it is absolutely ours. Nafkamina for being Mekadesh and Isha, and other Nafkamina is whether it's yours or it's not yours. So one Nafkamina is it subject to the Isser of Lo Saksam Shar Bidisho? Is that called Disho? Is that called yours? So if you say Maaser Sheni is Momen Gavoa, it's not yours, and therefore there's no Isser of Lo Saksam. If you say that it's Momen Hedyot, it is yours, and therefore there is an Isser of Lo Saksam. So that's the way to resolve the stira when it comes to Maaser. Frek the Gemara Hechi Dami, as Rashi points out, Delavi Maaser Kodem Disha. How exactly do you have a situation where there's Maaser before it was actually threshed? Says the Gemara, Kigon Shekdimo Bishibalin. Rashi already foreshadowed this earlier in the Amud. The case must be that it was that you took the maisos while it was still in the kernels were still in the ears of the grain, and then even though that's not the typical time to take the maisos, that's what the person must have done, and that's why the animal's threshing on something that's effectively maiser. Frek the Gemara, Ul Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't it need to be brought inside the walls of Yerushalayim, meaning you're not allowed to eat it outside the Chomos Yerushalayim? So how could the Isra of Lo Sachsom be doche the lav of Lo Suchalechel B'sharecha? Meaning if you have Maaser Sheni, the halacha is definitely, you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So we're going to say, okay, so this is Maaser Sheni, and it's Mamon Hedyot according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Isra of Lo Sachsom applies. So what does that mean practically? That means that you're not allowed to muzzle the animal when it's working with this Maaser Sheni, which means that the animal's going to be eating it. But how do you allow an animal to eat it? Maaser Sheni has to be eaten only in Yerushalayim. So how could it be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're going to allow this animal to eat it? We're not going to muzzle the animal. We're going to allow the animal to eat it. You're not in Yerushalayim. Now the case must be that the animal is threshing in a part that we added on to Yerushalayim, where there's no iser of eating it outside of Yerushalayim, because it's considered to be already an extension of Yerushalayim. The Rishonim deal with the obvious problem. Why not just say that it's working in Yerushalayim? I mean, why do you have to get fancy over here and say that it's based Pagi? L'chor, we could have said much better that we're dealing with inside of Yerushalayim. Okay, but that's a kasha that they deal with. Says the Gemara further, kasha. Another possible resolution to the Maaser issue is to the stira about Maaser, kan b'Maaser Vadai, kan b'Maaser Demai. That there's a difference between Maaser Vadai and Maaser Demai. Maaser Demai, you're only chayv, is only chayv Maaser's midrabanan. So when you buy from an Am Haaretz, so the whole thing is only a suffix. So that maybe is where we're going to allow eating it. We're going to say that that's called disho, and therefore you're allowed to let your animal eat it, and you have a violation of Lo Sachsom even outside of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, once we have that resolution, so once we say that, so by Truma you could say a very similar idea. You could also say that the resolution between the stira about Truma is whether it's Trumas Demai or Trumas Vadai. Bishlam Maaser Demai Ika. Says Gemara, well, Maaser Demai is something that makes sense because there is such a thing that when you buy from an Amaret, you don't know if he took Maestros, so there's such a thing as Demai when it comes to Maestros. El Trumas Demai Mi Ika. Is there such a thing as Trumas Demai? When you buy from an Amaret, you're not sure if he was Mafresh Truma. Vatanya, we have a Braisa, Afu Bitel Esavidoi, Vigazar Ala Demai. The Braisa tells us that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mevatel that they shouldn't say vidoy maestros anymore, and he was gozer on demai. He made the gezerah of demai that when you buy produce from an am aretz, that you have to be mafresh maestros from it. Why? Lefisha shalach b'chol gvul Yisrael. He sent around and took a poll throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. V'ra'a shalahoy mafresh nel truma gedola b'vad. And he saw that the only thing people were being mafresh was truma gedola. So he made a din called demai that when you buy from an am aretz, you have to suspect that maybe the am aretz didn't take maestros. But you don't have to suspect that they didn't take truma. They all took truma. So what does it mean, truma of demai? There's no such thing as truma of demai. Truma is always, the Amiyarits always took truma. So says Mara Lokasha, kan betrumas meiser vadai, kan betrumas meiser demai. Truma they took, but trumas meiser they don't take. Because in order to have trumas meiser, you need to first take meiser. You give the meiser rishon to the Levi then takes from that meiser rishon 10% and gives that to the Kohen, so that you still have to worry about with an Amma Aretz. So the brisa that says that you're allowed to be chosim the animal is by trumas meiser vadai, so you're allowed to be chosim the animal and be dosh with it, but the brisa that says that you're not allowed to be chosim the animal, that's trumas meiser demai, and the Amarites were not mafresh, and the Yisr of losachsam daraisa is doch the Yisr of trumas meiser midrabanan. So at the end of the day, what the Gemara had done is it had asked a double stira, that in the one hand the brisa in the very top line of the page had said that if the animal is threshing the trumos and with maestros, it is eino over mishum baltachsom, it is not a violation of baltachsom, and then it quoted another brisa that it is yes over mishum baltachsom, both by trumas and maestros. So when it came to truma, we had two answers. We had kan betruma, kan begiduli truma, and we have trumas maeser vadai, and trumas maeser shel demai. When it came to the stira in maeser, we had three answers. We had maeser rishon versus maeser sheni. We had it's all maeser sheni, but Rameir versus Rabbi Yehuda, and we had the idea of maeser vadai versus maeser demai. So we have no shortage of answers for these stiras between the two brises. Two answers legabe the truma, three answers legabe the meiser. Now, frak the Gemara the following. What if you notice that your animal has a tummy ache? So it keeps on having diarrhea every time it eats. It's not good for the animal to eat. So is there still going to be an iser of losachsom? Mishum demalila hu valo malila? Is the reason for the iser of losachsom because you want to do what's best for the animal? And clearly at this point, it's not best for the animal to be eating. Odilmi the chazim etzara v'chazim etzara, or is the iser of losachsom because the animal is going to see and it's going to suffer, and you don't want the animal to. And in this case, the animal will still see the food, not being allowed to eat it, will still suffer from not being allowed to eat the food that's directly in front of its face. So that's the. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Now, lechor, it's a strange shaila because we're asking about what the logic for the Isser in the Torah is, right? What's the reason the Torah asks lo sachsam? Lechor, the Gemara is going to say later on in this Masechta that you're not allowed to take a mashkon from a beged almana, whether she's an aniya or an ashira. Rabbi Shimon says that you're allowed to be mashkin an ashira because she has other begadim. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon holds that we're doresh taima dekra, and that's why you're allowed to take from an ashira. The whole reason for the Yisr of taking a Beged Almana is because she doesn't have another Beged, and we're assuming she's an Aniya, but if she has another Beged where you're not going to have to give it back every single day, you're not going to always be by your house, so then you're allowed to take a Mashkon from an Almana Ashira, but the Rabbanan say no, we're Lo Darshina, time of the Kra. It doesn't matter what the logic for the Torah was. Torah says, you're not allowed to be Mashkin in Almana, period, end of story. So what's going on over here? Over here, all of a sudden, we're interested in how the reason is going to affect the halacha. According to the Rabbanan, the reason doesn't affect the halacha. So the Tosa Rosh explains that according to the Rabbanan, we're not doresh the reason of the pasuk when it doesn't seem like that's the pshat of the pasuk, like by the almana, where the Torah says, "Yinalad b'mashkin almana." The Torah never gives any indication whatsoever to distinguish between an aniya and an ashira. So there, we're not going to be doresh the tam that we're making up on our own. But when the Torah asks chasimas shar b'shas disha, it's clearly for the benefit of the shar. Meaning that's clearly about benefiting the shar. The question is, what kind of benefit for the shar? That which is really good for the shar. shor in terms of its physical health, or that which is good for the shor in terms of its emotional health. That if it's about its physical health, so then when it's physically bad for the shor to eat, then it should be mutter. But if it's about its emotional health, then if it's still going to be suffering emotionally, it's not going to be mutter. But that's what Tosafot Rashi explains, that the tam has to be relevant over here, because it's obvious. The tam is obvious that it's bad for the animal, and one is not allowed to cause the animal to suffer. But that's the important issue of the Shin and time to cross. So the Gemara raises the question, which way do we view this? So Amar Lo Rav Sheshes Tinisua, Rav Shimon ben Chaya Omer, maybe Karshinim Metolla, Shekarshinim Yafas Lamin HaKal. Rav Shimon ben Chaya said that you could put Karshinim in its feed bag, because Karshinim are best for it. So Shema Minah, Mishum Demalilahu, Shema Minah. So apparently we're worried about what's best for it, and therefore in our case, what's best for the animal is that it not eat, and you would be allowed to in fact muzzle the animal when it's bad for the animal to eat. What about Amir al-Aqib? Can a person tell a guy, I want you to muzzle my animal and thresh with it? So the Jew is not doing anything at all. So mi amrinan ki amrinan mina nachri shvus hani mili dinin Shabbos disuskila av chasima disolav lo. Do we assume that Amir la'akum is only for Shabbos? Because Shabbos is an Isser Skila, which is an unusual phrasing. Does it mean to say that Amir Lenachri is only for things that are an Isser Skila, Balav Dafka Shabbos? Or is it saying Shabbos because it's some sort of combination of Kedushas HaShabbos and an Isser Skila? So that's not abundantly clear. But clearly, Chasima is not the same. Chasima is only a Lav. Or maybe the Isser of Amir Lakum applies across the board. That Amir Lakum is always going to apply. The Rashi explains that the Gemara's suffix is whether Yisrael could give his cow to a guy and tell him to be chosim the parah and be dash the tvua of the nachri with it, or the chav maser to tell a guy to do that. So Tosafot raises the kashya in Dibra Maschil Chasom that for sure a Jew can tell a guy to do that, because he's not being nana at all from the meaning it's the nachri that's benefiting from that. So just like Yisrael could tell a nachri to eat a nevela, and he's allowed to give him meat on Shabbos and tell him, here's meat, go cook it and eat it and enjoy. So why would Yisrael not be allowed to tell him to be chosim with his para for the nachri's tevua? Of course it's going to be mutter for the nachri's tevua. So that Tosos disagrees with Rashi. Tosos says that the case of the Gemara is whether Yisrael could tell the nachri chasom parasi and I want you to be dash my tevua with it, or the chav maser that because the nachri is chosim the para letzorech a Yisrael. That's the case. But definitely to tell him to be dash his own tevua, that's got to be mutter. That's a machlokas Rashi Tosos here. How to understand the Gemara's question? Says Gemara Tashma, spring araya nachri adash. A nachri that's dash with the par of Yisrael, this was quoted in that second brisa that we had mentioned earlier, ain't over mishum baltachsom. It's not a violation of baltachsom. Ma'aver hu delo avar. So we thought we were going to, you almost get the impression right away that we're going to bring this as a raya that it's mutter. Says Gemara, no. What you see is that it's not a technical violation, ha'isura ika, but it is, it's still aser, meaning he's not in violation of baltachsom, but it's still an isra midrabanan. It's still going to be an isra of Amir Lakum in general, is only a shvus. So we're saying, eino over mishum baltachsom. You're not in violation of the pasuk, you're not in violation of the din dar raisa, but Amir Lakum that you're still in violation of. So there's a raya that it's an isra midrabanan. Says Gemara, no, bedinu di isra nami lakum. Maybe really there's no isra whatsoever. Vayintan esefi di yisrael adash parasu shalnachri. Over, Tanaresha Eno over. Maybe the reason we use the term Eno over as opposed to mutter is because we want to contrast it with the Yisrael that's dash with the Nachri's para, where it's actually over, where you actually are in violation of the Yisrael Raisa. Tashmar Gemara says, okay, let's bring another raya. The Sholchad al Avuah de Shmuel. They sent the following message to Avuah de Shmuel. Halin Tori, these oxen. Now, to have an ox that's castrated is much better for working than having an ox that's not castrated. So these ox, the problem is this daraisa, that you're not allowed to do this to an animal. These oxen, the ganavin armai, that the armai people would steal them, and they would castrate them, and then they would give them back. Meaning they know, these are our nice, friendly, non-Jewish neighbors, who know that we have an isser that we're not allowed to castrate the animal. So what they do is they see that it's very hard for us to work with an animal that's not neutered or whatever, so they take our animals, steal it from us, we just look the other way while they steal it from us, they take it, they castrate it, they give it back to us. Mahu, what's the din? Are we allowed to use such animals? So, because technically speaking, if you buy an animal that's already castrated, there's no issue with that, you didn't do anything wrong. So you didn't have any, and you didn't participate in the issue whatsoever. So, Shalach Lehu, Harama Savin Behu, Arima Alayu V'Yizdavnun. This is a harama. This is a trick to get around the iser, and we don't approve of haramos. Therefore, we're going to make a special knas that you have to sell that animal. You're not allowed to benefit directly from that animal, as Rashi points out. V'yizdavnun v'lo yehana Yisrael ba'avera. Who he turned the other way while the guy did this so that it will be easier to plow with this animal, so we make a knas that he may not plow with this animal. But bottom line is, you see that Amir la'akum is aser. Certainly to ask the guy to do it would be aser. Even if the guy did it on his own, it's problematic. To ask the guy to do it would certainly be aser. So Amr Papa b'nei ma'arava savila k'rabi chidka. That b'nei ma'arava hold like Rabbi Chidka, dam b'nei noach mitzuben al asirus, v'kar mishum b'nei v'al asirut mikshal. That's not a raya really about Amir la'akum, because over there the issue of the guy taking the animal and being misaris, it has nothing to do with Amir la'akum. It's a more fundamental iser. The iser of sirus, according to Rabbi Chidka, is an iser that applies to a guy as much as it applies to a Jew. So it's a violation of lifnei iver to allow him to be misaris the animal, meaning to look the other way while he's going to do this iser of sirus. So the question though that the Rishonim deal with is, why does Rav Papa say that Bnei Ma'arava hold like Rabbi Chidka that Ben Noach is not allowed to be Misari Sashar, and he doesn't say that Avua de Shmuel, who asks us to be Nana from it, holds like Rabbi Chidka? Why Bnei Ma'arava? Why not Avua de Shmuel? He's the one that gave the psak that we make this Knas. So Shigun Gubetzis points out that Rav Papa means that Avua de Shmuel holds like Rabbi Chidka. That's Einochinami, that's what he meant. Or it could be that Avua de Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Chidka, but he's telling them that Lishi Tascha, you're not allowed to do it. You hold like Rabbi Chidka, so therefore it's a violation of Lifnei Iver according to you. Now, if that's what he's telling them, so that Shittim Gvetz is an important Maramakom, because then we're saying that Avod Shmuel really holds its mutter. He really holds that it's perfectly fine. But yet he's going to make a knas on them because Lishi Tassam, they should hold that it's Asr because it should be Lifnei Iver Lishi Tassam. Avod Shmuel thinks there's no Isser of a guy to be Misares. But if you do hold that there is an issue for a guy to be misaris, can't look the other way when they do it. So this is Marimakom in the sugya, in the issue, a very important issue comes up in all the time, where you hold one thing and somebody else holds something else. Is it lifnei iver for you to ask him to do what you believe is mutter and he believes is asur, or what you believe is asur and he believes is mutter? I hold, let's say, that opening a certain type of packaging on Shabbos is asur, and I know that that person holds that it's mutter. Can I have him open it for me? Or is that a violation of Lifnei Iver? Shlomo Zalman discusses this. Shlomo Zalman talks about how really, Rav Asher Weiss also is true about this, how it really might depend on what it means exactly that you hold that it's Aser. Does it mean that you mamish hold that it's Aser, or that it's a nice chumrah that you took upon yourself? So it's stam a chumrah I take upon myself, and not everyone. Shlomo Zalman gives the example of a questionable example from modern times. He gives the example of smoking on Yantif. That if you're machmer in yourself not to smoke on Yantif, but someone else holds that it's mutter to smoke on Yantif, can you give him a cigarette? So is that a violation of a? But nowadays I think all the poskim assume smoking anyway is aser is nisa daraisa anyhow, so it doesn't. It's a uvada be lifnei iver, and almost definitely is a malacha daraisa on Yantif. So l'chara would be a violation of lifnei iver anyway. But leaving aside the example, the issue is relevant to this. This comment of the Shita Mekubetzes over here. Savra Rava Lameimar Yimkru L'Shchita. Once Avud Shmuel made this knas that you're not allowed to use this animal. So Rava thought to say, so what does it mean you have to do? You have to sell it? You can't even sell it to be used as a farm animal, because it's more valuable as a farm animal now that it's been castrated. So you have to sell it only to be used for meat, only to be shechted, where it's not going to command as high a price. Abaye says, we don't have to go that far. We're already not letting him benefit from it directly, so that's enough. So pshita b'no gadol ki achar dami. Now you have to sell it to somebody else. Who is somebody else? What if you sell it to your own child? Well, if he's a gadol, yeah, then he's somebody else. He's independent. B'no katan mai. What about your young child? Rav Achi asar, Rav Ashi shari. Machlokas amarayim. Marei marzutra v'armi lahanu trei chasidi machlfi adadi. Marei marzutra used to have the trick that they would switch their animals that were castrated with each other. So that they're not using the animal. They're honoring that knas of Avua de Shmuel, because they didn't really do it as a harama, because their animals were taken literally without their knowledge, Tosus points out, and it wasn't that they just looked the other way. It was really taken without their knowledge, and someone was misaris them. But to be above and beyond reproach, they still honored that knas. Now the Gemara is going to raise a whole bunch of shailas about what if you muzzle the animal, but not by putting a muzzle on it, but by frightening it or causing in some way that it's not going to eat. What if you put a thorn in its mouth so that it can't eat? What do you mean? That's exactly muzzling. No, what we mean to say is, what if a thorn gets stuck in its mouth? Can you now take the animal, view that as an opportune time? Now's a perfect time to have the animal thresh, because right now it's got something in its mouth, it's not going to eat. What if you have a lion stand right outside the field to scare the animal so that it won't eat? What do you mean? Of course you're not allowed to do that. That's chasima. Tosus points out it's an imtim tzilomer. The imtim tzilomer, the first one's going to be asr. What about a lion where you're not? There's nothing physically on the animal. It's external. It's outside of the animal. Is that also a violation? Question is, if the lion is there, are you allowed to now use that as an opportune time to have your animal thresh because you know it's not going to eat? Or can you put the animal's own child, own offspring, right near it where it will be less likely to eat? But it's still mighty, Tos points out, but just less likely to eat. Can you thresh with the animal and the animal's thirsty? It's not going to want to eat when its mouth is dry. Parasla katavla al gabidisha mahu. What if you spread a cloth over all the grain when it's before it threshes, so that it won't have access to the grain? So pshot miachada. We think we can at least answer that last one. Detanya Rashi bal parah lahav parasu kadesh tochel menadisha harbe. That one is allowed to starve his animal in advance. The owner of the animal is allowed to starve the animal in advance, so that when you hire the animal to thresh your grain, my animal will eat a lot of your grain because it's going to be hungry. But on the flip side, Rashi bal abay. The balabayas who's doing the threshing can open up a bale of hay in front of the animal so that it won't eat too much from the disha. So don't you see that that's covering up the grain so the animal's not going to eat, and that's permissible? Says Mar, no. Shiny asam de ka'achla. It is eating over there. It's just eating the hay. It's not eating the grain. That's why it's not a violation. Or Iba Yisema, Rashi balabayas lahatir pakiya omer lifnei behema me'ikara kadesh lo tochel abre min adisha. You're not covering the disha with hay. The case is, what we're saying that you're allowed to do is that you're allowed to give the animal in advance, before it does the disha, you're allowed to give it hay so that it will fill its stomach, and by the time it gets to the disha, it just won't be very hungry anymore. That's what we're allowing to do, but we're not allowing to just cover up the whole thing with some sort of cloth or with something else so that the animal won't be able to eat or won't want to eat. That far we're not going to go. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the boy tomorrow.